The Gemara on the bottom of Daf, Samech Hei Amar Aleph, teaches us, Amrav Chanan Bar Papa, Kol Shein Yayin Nishpach B'toich Beisoy Kamayim, any individual who in his home wine is not spilled like water, Eina B'chal Bracha, is not in the category of Bracha. Shnemar, because he says, the Pasuk says, Uverich es lachmecha vesmeimecha. Ma lechem. The lechem is nikach kes of maisa. We could use maisa sheni funds to buy bread. As mayim, when the pasuk speaks about water, it cannot be speaking about plain water, because you can't use maisa sheni funds to buy water. What liquid must be the pasuk referring to that you could buy with such, you could buy with meiser sheni funds such a liquid? Shenikach bekesef meiser, mainihu, which liquid could be bought with meiser sheni funds? Yayin. We could correlate. Yet the pasuk we're learning now is speaking about wine. Yet the pasuk calls it mayim to teach us. If the wine in your home is treated like water, then ikka bracha, then there is a representation, it's obvious that there is bracha in your home. V'loy, but if it's not poured like water, loy, then this is not a home of bracha. And there are many pshatim in the Rishonim and in the Achronim in this Gemara. Rashi's pshat is that the pasuk is teaching us that a person could be considered very wealthy, but how do you know that the person indeed has bracha in his home? The proof that there is bracha in one's home is if wine is spilled like water. And this very interesting vort from the Gra in the Ein Eliyahu, he says, what is the nafkamina la'alocha? He says, the nafkamina la'alocha is, he says, there's a Gemara in Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara says that we know that after an Eved Ivri leaves his master's home, there's a din of Hanukkah, that he has to be given gifts as he goes free. But the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is that only an Eved that brought bracha to his owner's home is there a chiv of Hanukkah. If he didn't bring bracha to the home, there is no chiyuv Hanukkah. Says the Gra, what is the raya? What is the proof that there was bracha in the home? If yayin nishpach kamayim, that's a proof that there's bracha in the home. Or he says, in general, were somebody to make a neder, that if I will give you a gift, if when my home becomes blessed, how do we know that the home is blessed? If yayin nishpach kamayim. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is the pshat of the Meiri, that a person who has so much wine in his home that anyone who comes to his home, he could give them a cup of wine. That is a proof that he's a wealthy person, that there's bracha in that home. The Taz, and we'll speak more about the Taz later, but the Taz's approach to this is if in the home wine is spilled, and we know that wine is typically a more expensive drink, even when it spills, the people in the home don't get upset. That is a raya that there's bracha in this home. The Ben Yehoyada takes a whole different approach. The Ben Yehoyada says that the Gemara here is teaching us about drinking in moderation. He says, when someone doesn't drink a lot of wine, the wine goes into his stomach, the wine goes into his body, and it remains there. But if someone drinks a lot of wine, then it goes to his head. So he says, Kol shein yayin nishpach bebeis kamayim, If somebody drink, if wine is not by him like water, just like when you drink water, it goes to your stomach, goes to the basoi, it goes to your body. It doesn't go to your head, no matter how much water you drank. So too, says the Gemara, how much wine may someone drink that it remains the basoi, that it remains in his stomach, it doesn't go up to his head. That's when there's bracha. If the wine is not like water, that it remains in the basoi, and it doesn't go to the head, if the wine goes to your head, and you drank that much wine that it has that kind of an effect on you, then it's not considered bracha. But the Rama in Orech Chaim, Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, when he speaks about Hilchas Havdalah, teaches us that V'noyagin Lishboich Mikosh Shel Yayin Al Oretz, the meaning is to pour some of the wine on the ground, Koidim Shesayim Bari Pri Agofen, before the Bari Pri Agofen is said, Kedei Shlo Yei Kois Pogim, that you have to be careful to make the bracha, the way Mr. Brewer explains what Rama is saying, that you have to make the bracha when the cup is full. And if you're going to pour out from the cup before you make the bracha, then you're not making a bracha on a full cup. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Brura, to wait to make the pour out from the cup after you made the bracha, that's also inappropriate, that you made a bracha on this cup of wine, and therefore, and now you're pouring out from it. So therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, the right thing to do according to Rama is begin the bracha, abari pri agofen, before, while your cup is full, and before you finish making the bracha, pour out some wine from that cup. And says Rama v'tama shvicha, why should this be done? The meaning, and he quotes the Gemara that we just learned from Sechta Erevin. Kabayish lo nishpach v'yayin k'mayim. Any home where wine is not spilled like water, ein by simen bracha. And therefore he says, v'oisim kein l'simen toiv. We do this at the beginning of the week for a simen toiv, b'tchilas ha-shvua. And then he continues, gam shoychim min ha-kois l'achar Avdolah. After Avdolah is finished, we use part the wine, mechabim bo haner, to extinguish the candle, the havdalah candle, v'roichtzim bo einav, and then use that havdalah wine to wash your on your eyes, to put on your eyes, or mishum chivav mitzvah. So the Rama is learning that the Gemara extremely literally. He's saying that the Gemara is teaching us that one should actually pour the wine on the floor, and the reason is because this it's a good simen, as the Pashup Shad of Al Gemara seems to say, if wine is spilled on the floor. The Taz takes very great umbrage with the Rama's Psak, because the Taz says that if that's Pshat in the Gemara, so then the wording of the Gemara is not correct. The Gemara says, Kabai Shein Yayin Nishpach. Nishpach means that it's spilled. It doesn't mean that it was intentionally spilled. Nishpach means that it was spilled. And if it was spilled, then, and as we quoted the Taz's opinion earlier, even though wine, which is expensive, is spilled in your home, and you don't get upset, that's a siman bracha. But Chas V'Sholem says the Taz that one should deliberately spill the wine out. And indeed, the Mashah also learns the Gemara like the Taz says Pshat in the Gemara. The Magen Avraham, who also seems not to be so satisfied with pouring out wine, the concern of Bizi Oichlin, does say that if you just pour out a little wine, that's not called bizui oichlam. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that if the pouring out of the wine is for a purpose, you're pouring out the wine to show the siman bracha, as the Ramas clearly indicates. Whenever there's a purpose, it's not considered bizui oichlam. There's a wonderful story about Rav Eger. Rav Eger once had a guest in his home on Shabbos, on Friday night. And the guest accidentally poured out, he had a cup of wine in front of him, and the glass of wine spilled. And Rav Eger immediately saw that this guest would be very embarrassed that the wine was being spilled, that he spilled out his cup. So Rav Eger immediately spilled out everything that was in his cup as well. Why did Rav Eger do it? That this guest should not be embarrassed. He took a good cup of wine and spilled it on the floor. The reason it wasn't a concern was because Rav Eger was doing it to avoid embarrassment. And whenever there's a purpose in wasting food, that's not called bizui oichlam. So here too, since he was pouring it out for the purpose of the siman toiv, says the Magen Avraham, it's not considered a bizui oichlam, but the minhag ha'olam, because of these concerns, the concern that the Taz says very strongly, and the concern that the Magen Avraham that we just read also says, the way to do it is not to pour it out, to pour wine directly out, but to fill up the cup in such a way that the wine spills over, some of the wine spills over from the cup. And by that, by doing so, that's why, that's how you show that there's brach in your home, that you pour your cup with such a generous, in such a generous manner. I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting Eitzah. He says, pour your cup of wine and then give a shake the table. If you're going to shake the table, so some of the wine will spill out, so you didn't directly spill out wine. But again, there's Yayin Nishpach in your home, and that shows the Siman Bracha. So again, even if one wants to fulfill the Ramah, because of what the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham also quotes Mukubalim, who suggest that it's not appropriate to spill wine. He quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes a Sefer Be'er Sheva, who praises the Svardim, who don't spill out the wine. And therefore, they say not to just fill up your cup, and by filling up your cup, overfilling your cup, you have fulfilled everybody's pshat in this Gemara. And that's indeed what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to do. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tzadik Vav, Sif Zayin. However, one thing that the Paiskim do say is that if pouring wine, having the wine spill over, is a show of a siman bracha in the home. So many times, if somebody drinks wine, even if he drinks kiddush, and there's wine left over on the tray on which you keep your cup, people sometimes will pour that wine back into the bottle. Or even the wine that's in the cup, sometimes people may pour that wine back into the cup. Presumably, here, where you want to show that there's Baruch Hashem, an abundance of wine in your home, pouring that wine back into the bottle is just the opposite, and therefore you shouldn't pour it back into the put it back into the bottle. Just drink it or spill it out. Furthermore, the Sefer Nishma Shabbos in Chelik Beis Simen Tof Kuf Mem Aleph seems to indicate that according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the wine has to be spilled strictly on the floor. Why does it have to be spilled strictly on the floor? Because again, you want to pour it in such a way to show that wine is in your house in a great abundance, and you pour it and you don't care and you won't use it again. So only if you pour it on the ground, where you can't pick up the wine from the ground, is that evident. If you're going to pour it on the table or on the plate and you could get it back, then you haven't accomplished the goal. But again, the Mekubalim are very concerned about doing such a thing. And therefore, as I said, the Minhag HaOlam is to pour it in a way that it should just be overfilled. And if you want to be concerned for the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you could pour it on in a way that it overflows, and it overflows from the table onto the floor. I saw that there are Paiskim that say that it doesn't actually have to pour on the floor. The fact that if you overfill the cup, and if you leave, and now the wine pours onto the table, if you won't clean it up, it will flow to the floor, it will flow to the ground. That is enough of an indication that you're showing that there's this broth in your home. And if you do this, I saw the Paiskim suggest, you've accomplished everything that you need to accomplish. On one hand, you want to follow what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that you want to have it go on the ground. That really shows the bracha. On the other hand, the Mekubalim say that you should be careful not to let it fall on the ground. But if you've let it fall on the table to a place that if you would leave it there, it would ultimately flow to the ground, then you've accomplished everything. The Paiskim also point out that in Eretz Yisrael, in a Shemitah year, one should be more careful not to spill this wine if you're not going to drink it, because we know that part of the Kedusha Shvius is to watch that Shemitah product doesn't go to waste. Again, if we follow what the Magen Avraham said earlier, that when you're just pouring a little, that's not considered Bizi Oichlin, maybe if your minig is all the time to pour over this little extra wine, and it's part of your minig, and it's for, as we're saying, a good simon in the house, that may not be considered wasted. And if it's not considered wasted, maybe even with Shemitah wine, you would be allowed to do this. Furthermore, the Paiskim can point out that this minig is only a Matzah Shabbos, not a Matzah Yontif. Because as the Ramah says, at the beginning of the week, you want to show a simon bracha in your home. And you start the week off by pouring out wine and showing that there's Baruch Hashem, an abundance of wine in your home. But Matzah Yontif, there is no point in doing so. And this minute, and since, as we're learning in our shir, there are concerns in the fulfillment of this minute, certainly it should not be done on Matzah Yontif, only on Matzah Shabbos. Furthermore, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman says in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi, Perek Samech Beis, Ha'orach HaVav, that on Matzah Shabbos, sometimes Yontif falls on a Matzah Shabbos. And we know when we make Kiddush then, we say Yak Nehaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdolah Zman. So we're using the same cup of wine for Havdolah and for Kiddush. So only by Havdolah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is there a minig that Ramah says about pouring over the wine. But not by Kiddush. And if one would pour over that wine on this Matzah Shabbos, when he's making Kiddush and Havdolah on the same cup of wine, so he's actually embarrassing the Kiddush aspect of this cup of wine. And that's inappropriate. So then, certainly don't overfill that cup of wine. Only on Matzah Shabbos is the minig that Ramah says, the way we're understanding the minig, to overfill slightly your cup of wine. And we know, as the Ramah continues saying that we use that wine to put them on our eyes. Other have the minig to put the wine, some of the wine on their forehead. Some have the minig to put it into their pockets. All for it should be a simetiv or mazel tov, yelano l'chol Yisrael, that the week, every week of our lives should be weeks full of simen, mazel, ubracha.